And now,
hello,
live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear, no fear, no fear, no fear, no fear, no fear here in Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, A, from the BEA Utiful Studios of Freedoms with an S, Freedoms Phoenix, Autocom, Derek Bros, finally, man, we've missed him last couple of times. I will chastise him severely in just a moment. What we'll go ahead and do is I want to introduce you to Derek Bros. He's the founder and host at the Conscious Resistance Network. He's an agorist, activist, writer, host of the Conscious Resistance Network, an organizer of the Decentralize Your Life 2017 tour. That's what I want to talk about. The tour includes educating people about the philosophy of agorism, promoting decentralized lifestyles and disruptive technologies such as Bitcoin. Derek is promoting cryptocurrency as one of the many tactics to build a stateless society through voluntary adoption of self-sustaining voluntary systems. All right. Derek, hello, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, Ernie?
I'm more than wonderful. Good. All right, let's get right into it. I just had Joseph Wang on in the last hour. He's an entrepreneur, and he has the hard... Donna, where's my card? He has a CryptoHWWallet.com. CryptoHWWallet.com is a where you can get... your crypto put onto a wallet and you'd be all, but he's in Shenzhen right now. So in Shenzhen, you have people that are, technologically advanced, they're young, they're, know what's going on. And then all of a sudden, China says, hey man, you know, we're going to stop this exchange thing. Bitcoin price plummets. And I'm going, they made it illegal. You can't mine it or use it. No, just that you can't exchange it for fiat. And I'm going, who gives a crap? I mean, that seriously, that's the basis on the value of this? Hell, I thought, you know, the more insulated I was and decentralized from the banking system would increase its value. Which currencies are those? I'm very frustrated, especially when I'm talking to someone about crypto, but Derek Bros represents what? Decentralization from this kind of interface, I would imagine. Derek, tell me about in the decentralized life where currency, cash comes in. Explain it to us.
Well, obviously, you know, personally, the life that I'm seeking, the decentralized lifestyle, there's going to be a need for some kind of currency.
Yep.
I don't personally seek to abolish money or abolish currency. There's going to be a need for it one way or the other, whether digital or, you know, some sort of localized currency or a barter network, what have you, there's going to be a need for some sort of medium of exchange. I think no matter which direction we go.
Pirate currency.
I've heard you talk about the pirate currency and the pirate life. I think the goal, though, as you mentioned, is to have such a currency, have such a tool that allows people to still exchange goods and exchange their products, but without a centralization, without the need to be benefiting, you know, the overlords at the top of the pyramid or however you want to think about it.
Well, this has been when we it became clear to me when we did, I think it was Freedom Summit in 10 or 11, around in there. And we had Patrick Byrne, Paul Rosenberg, Cody Wilson, and a bunch of other great speakers. And Paul Snow came in from Texas Bitcoin Conference right before his Texas Bitcoin Conference. Him and Rodriguez came from Berlin, and they came in and they're talking, oh, this is what we need, got to have, need. And it became very clear to me that the Bitcoin community was separated into two major factions. One, that wanted to totally decentralize and get away from interface with the banking system. That was the problem. And others that wanted the legitimacy of it being accepted by the government. And on this line on your tax form, you put how much you won, lost on, and kind of, and you're in with us. And it'll just, you know, morph into the banking system. And I'm going, whoa, 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 freaking whoa. That was not my goal. Well, of course, the price of Bitcoin shoots up the more it seems that it, you know, Wall Street gives it sanction or does this. And then when you got Jamie Dimon, of all people, come out and say, oh, no, that's bad, and you shouldn't, and then it plummets on me. Who gives a crap what he says? If Bitcoin cares what these guys say, what governments say, what, you know, institutions and central banks say, it's the wrong tech. I can't say that enough. So I'm looking for the right tech. Which crypto, you know, is going to be the one that I want to be my pirate money? Which one?
I don't know if it's going to be for sure. I listened to your broadcast with Jeffrey the other day, and I think you're correct in saying that, like, it's not going to be Bitcoin. Bitcoin's not going to be the future. It's obviously the starting place. And I'm on the same page with you as far as this this apparent divide, because even like for, I know we're going to talk about the Nexus conference, but I've been like looking at some of the lineup there and just some of the Bitcoin crypto space community. And there definitely are those individuals who are only involved in crypto because, as you said, they think they can make a lot of money, and they're still maybe going to report it at the end of the year, or for the most part, they're trying to still play within that system. Whereas someone like me, the reason I use it is as a tool for agorism and tool to break away from the state, as an opportunity to, you know, do my business without having to feed the state every time I do so. So that, I think that does exist. There's these two groups, some who are just getting in because they see it as like a short-term investment to make a lot of money off of, or because they heard, you know, their latest advisor told them they need to get, you know, into crypto to diversify their portfolio or what have you. But for me, the only reason, you know, that I need it and that I use it is because I want to, you know, continue to live my life without having to support the things that I do not support. And that's really intrinsic to my message and what I'm trying to, you know, make my life about. So that's where crypto has value for me. But there are definitely those who are only seeing it as just another medium of exchange. They don't see the disruptive, revolutionary potential behind cryptocurrency.
But that's how they sold it. I mean, I remember, you know, it was, God, when it first came out, you know, where did they go? Well, whoever the hell they were, they sure as hell went to the Liberty community. They came to, you know, the Levolution, you know, out of the Ron Paul thing, people right after 08, and everybody's like, on the next generation understood a damn. You know, we need a damn. And this, you can, what? Okay, well, and we pumped the living crap out of it and using it and talking about it and interest of it. But during the entire time for years, I'm like, all right, well, why do we care about this? And why are we interfacing with that? And, you know, what's pseudo-anonymous mean? I look it up and it means not. I mean, what? I feel like I'm being lied to, that we're having this Judas goat, you know, whatever, we're getting led into the slaughter. And how would we ever have the mark of the beast of them being able to track and do and Big Brother turn off? And I'm going, well, here it comes, okay? This is exactly how it happens. They promise you all this stuff, and then, not so much, but you're locked in and you like it anyway, right? Kinda, maybe, a little bit. So I'm looking for the, when you come across the crypto, whichever, you know, and I keep getting, I know everybody does the same thing, Zcash, Monero, Dash, go to these, and, you know, and Cody Wilson and Amir when they worked on and did, and this was the goal of yada, 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 yada. But they go, yeah, but it doesn't interface with the bank, and I can go and get paid. I go, I don't care. That's not my point. You know, that's what Shapeshift is for, man. You want to go get on the grid, go to Shapeshift and get your Bitcoin and go get anal probed. So I'm just someone like you.
I think that, you know, honestly, I am very optimistic about what Nexus could become. I know Nexus has been around for a couple of years now, but with this, with their conference, it seems like they're actually going to push it more into the wider sphere. And it has much potential, I think.
Well, we had, you know, Colin helped me. He's here in the Valley, you know, here in Arizona. And I had him on from 6 a.m. to midnight one time, and we edited it down to like 9 hours a show. And it was, you know, we went through a bunch of whiteboards. And I said, nope, 18 hours of him just explaining, and Patrick Byrne was on that day too, 18 hours of just explaining how Bitcoin worked so I knew what he was better than. Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
How you been?
I'm sorry?
I said, how you been?
I'm busy on this. You know, Davi was here for a couple of weeks, and he'll be coming back, and Derek, and we're, you know, making big, giant spurts in development of Pirates Without Borders. It's a concept. It's kind of what you're doing, and we're just, you know, trying to make it fun and get, you know, build the ship, and we can do it, and the tech on the site. You go to each of the categories, and you can see all this stuff that's coming that's going to empower. That's what my presentation's going to be. It's kind of like, you know why I'm so optimistic, you know, part four. And it's going to be I need people to understand the vision from a 12-year-old's perspective. When I was a kid, this is kind of how the presentation will go. When I was a kid, they had just done Sputnik. I mean, all of a sudden, it's a raid. We got to go to space, you know, man. Now, while they're talking politics, little kids, man, they don't know. You know, I'm born in 61. You know, by my first memories are, you know, big giant Saturn V's going up and we're going to the freaking moon. I remember when walking on the moon. Then I got Star Trek about the same time in 2001 Space Odyssey and talking intelligent computers of, you know, we go. And then by the time I get in high school, it's Star Wars. And I'm going, well, let's get our ass to space and tech and kind of rock and roll and whatnot. And then what do I get? 70s, I get the, you know, the space shuttle. In the 80s, I get the space shuttle. 90s, the space shuttle. 2000, space. I go, seriously? This is development on government? You know? Well, I'm done with that. You know, I'm not waiting on them anymore. And I don't think any of the people in my generation that got and went and used their brains to make money now are taking and fulfilling their own dreams with the technology available now. And the only thing that's going to stop it is a wrong philosophy to try and interface our money with the government, try and interface our travel with the government, to give the government access to our self-driving car, rocket ship if I want to go somewhere. And I'm going, this is the sickness, and this is where you come in. I'm going, who's out there advocating for, you know, the human individual and their ability to be, you know, that was the promise of America. Declare your independence. From what? You know, this, the only purpose of government is to defend individual rights. Doesn't do that, alter or abolish. I mean, says right there, man, boom, rock and roll. So then you get into, you know, Hamilton. I saw the Tom Woods Hamilton debate with Michael, what's his face? That was awesome. I'm going, you know, this is libertarians. We've been, you know, the Hamiltonians up against them the whole time. Well, we can use government to whatever. You know, like Joseph Wang was talking about how China just, hey, man. They don't bother with anybody about building roads, man. Move. All right, here we're coming back.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
I feel like I'm living in a twilight zone, man. The man is like, you know, just, yeah, you got to do it right. You know, with our permission slip of the blue pages of, you know, you didn't get permission. And I'm going, no, hell no. Nope. So I'm Derek Bros, all right? Founder and host at the Conscious Resistance Network. You go, theconsciousresistance.com. You know, you got Houston Free Thinkers and freedomcells.coco.cc. You know, I mean, it's all kinds of things. We'll talk about the consciousresistance.com site, because what's he doing? He's advocating for this kind of life. He's going, look, man, we can be decentralized. There's technology here. You go to Freedom, you go to PiratesWithoutBorders.com, and you'll see all the categories that, we select. We try to limit it down. We got communication and healthcare and food and water and energy and transportation, automation, education. I mean, we're going, look, you advocate for decentralization down to the individual of these things, and society will flourish in its own organic, unexpected, diverse, resilient ways. And freedom will reign supreme. And I'm going, this is the concept. But there, every time you come up with some innovation, self-driving car, with a plug-in to the Department of Transportation, if we deliver you to police station when we want to. I mean, yeah. What is this, Minority Report? So without this philosophy, we are doomed. Well, at least a lot of people that go into it are. So I'm going, it's going to be, it's always the fringe out there. You crazy independent people out on the lone prairie of, yeah, well, I got a spaceship, bite me. I'm on the bottom of the ocean. I'm on the ocean. I'm out in the, you know, some desert nobody's claiming or something. I'm looking for Liberland or whatever. I'm just, and Derek is out promoting this. How's it going? You getting a lot of success and support?
Yeah, actually, I do think it's been very successful. So, you know, I've been on the road for, I did 2 weeks across Texas, because I'm in Houston, and Texas is a huge state, so it takes some time to visit all the potential communities. So we had 10 different cities in Texas and New Orleans that we spent 2 weeks traveling to. And I did 5 weeks on the West Coast and the Midwest, and then in a couple weeks I'm headed towards the East Coast for 2 weeks. And this is all part of the Decentralize Your Life Tour, which is sponsored by Bitcoin.com. And as you were saying, the goal is to get people to be aware of and empowered by this philosophy, but also to give them ideas and tips, not only on what I call freedom cells, but on all the different technology and the apps and ways for us to have a decentralized lifestyle without the need for corporate or government interference and being able to now, because I think, as you're saying, the problem is that some people don't even know that the tools exist, that we have the potential already to be living much more free lives, more decentralized lives. And the cool thing that I've enjoyed about the tour is I've been specifically the last few months, pretty much since Anarchapulco back in February, making a more deliberate effort not to focus my message on libertarians or anarchists or and really not even to do those events anymore, and to start broadening my scope, because my work tends to talk about not only the anarchist, the empowerment, but also talks a bit about spirituality and meditation and self-reflection. And so that allows me the opportunity to go get into, like, say, transformational festivals or events that you might expect a more spiritually aware crowd, and then to get them to understand the philosophy of self-ownership and community organizing and things of this sort. It's been cool, though, because on the tour, we've been talking to the people who've been coming to the events have been Green Party, Zeitgeist Movement, some Libertarian Party, Ubuntu, people across the spectrum, and some who are already anarchists. But for the most part, I've been talking to people who I can tell a lot of the concepts are new. But by the end of them, you know, I'm talking to, like, the kids right out of high school, right out of college, and the 60, 70-year-old grandmother and everything in between. And by the end of the talk and by the end of the event, these ladies, you know, I had one of the older grandmothers come up to me and kind of quietly say, yeah, you know, I'm an anarchist. And she might not go around, you know, telling everybody that or wearing, you know, posting that on her Facebook. But just to know that, okay, I've convinced her to see that in herself, really, and to understand, okay, this is what anarchism really means. This is what freedom means. And then to get them to start thinking about ways they can take care of themselves. And as you mentioned, the Freedom Cells website, we've actually got it down to just freedomcells.org, and that's CELLS.org. And we've been promoting that all around the country too. So the platform's growing, and that's a way for people to connect digitally, but with the hopes of actually bringing together in the real world so they can form these small groups and start prepping, start teaching each other knowledge, start using the various applications that we have for decentralization. Start growing their own food together and really just creating mutual aid, community support groups, and encouraging that around the country. And it's definitely been growing. We've been seeing lots of good responses. So I'm optimistic as well that there is potential. It's just a matter of, you know, getting the information to the people.
I'm looking at the effectiveness of the message that you have with whom. I'm wondering, I'm going, okay, is it because everybody's an anarchist at heart, because they see that the system is broken, because you're advocating for something that they think should have been done already and just been conned out of it by, you know, mandatory youth indoctrination propaganda camp of we rule you? Or is it, I mean, where do you find any resistance? Because we got, like, Davi Barker, he goes to all these Comic-Con, you know, different functions and zombie whatever the heck, and writes his books, and then he has great success in these young people that, you know, they get a book or they start to get the concept and we're having fun with it. It's a culture thing. We're permeating everywhere. And I'm wondering, you know, how, where you find the most resistance, the least resistance, target-rich environment, like you say you're going to a lot of spiritual things. I mean, what else are areas that we should look at?
Well, I definitely do think that it's a cultural thing, because that, to me, has always been a part of my message. And once I realized a couple of years ago that, okay, we're not really, for me, what my message and the along with the decentralized process and what my latest book talks about is what I call holistic anarchism, which is, you know, the term holistic means dealing with whole systems rather than individual parts. So rather than just telling people, hey, you need to understand, you know, this economic philosophy or this particular book, you need to read all these different things. Rather than telling people to do all those, I try to explain the concepts to them in a way that I don't even necessarily, some of these talks, if I'm kind of reading the crowd and think that maybe, you know, the word libertarian or anarchist is going to trigger them, so to speak, I might explain the concept to them without ever even saying those words at all. I just get them to understand self-ownership. I get them to understand the principles of non-aggression, and they get it. And I, you know, I can kind of tell when there's a little bit of resistance by the looks on the faces. Like, for example, when I'm saying, hey, take your money away from the tax man and redirect it into your own community so you can support the programs that you want to. And I say, you know, because you don't want to support surveillance and war and things like that, they're nodding their heads. And then some of them might say, well, what about, you know, if those taxes are going to feed the poor or going to healthcare or things of that sort. And so I try to walk them through understanding, hey, well, even if it's a program that you do support, not just the war, not just the surveillance, the problem is that it's done involuntarily.
And you're paying for bureaucrats.
Exactly. So they get it.
Yeah, no, I'm there. I'm glad you're doing this, and we finally caught up with you. You know, this is I'm looking forward to seeing you there. There's going to be a lot of great conversation, and I'm glad that my, you know, presentation midday is Thursday. I get it done. I'm done. And I got some forums and so on. But I mean, I just want to yak with the people, and, you know, and go to actually to see the speakers. I mean, it's going to be a great conference.
The Free State Project has
okay. I am looking forward to helping and promote this. And I have, when you have sponsored by Bitcoin.com, well, hell, that's just Roger, right?
Yeah, it's just Roger.
Okay, so Roger, I'm going, okay, we had Roger on, you know, several times recently, and him and Tone Bay's going at it, and I'm just like, so now I'm going to, you know, Roger, and I'll see him up there, and I'll say, look, okay, I just need to know. Is Bitcoin Cash going the direction of none your business? Are they looking to be, you know, secure and autonomous and, you know, anonymous and this and that and everything? Or you're just going to do it kind of better than Bitcoin and you'll be, you know, in with the grid as much as, yeah, I'm looking for this, you know, the cash currency they promised me for my pirate ship. And if they're not, then they're just deceiving lying sacks of snot, man. I am not going down that road. It is, you just might as well just plug you into the matrix. And I, when they go, well, let's see what the attorney or politician has to say. Nope, wrong tech. If I got to go in anything they have to say about it, then we're done. Done. Next. Silver.
Yeah, it should definitely be independent of anything that they're worrying about or that they're focusing on, what the system's focusing on. Because then, I mean, I think that just gets away from the purpose of why we're doing it in the first place.
Yeah, well I mean, where's Bit Cash going?
I've got my Bit Cash, you know, I'm holding on to it. I really haven't been paying much attention to it. My hope was that it would just grow, or, you know, it would remain useful and I could just leave it there. But I agree with you, because, you know, this is the reason why I haven't really promoted or really thought it was that great about much of the Bitcoin ATMs, because all the ones I've seen, they require like a thumbprint or ID or just different tools that really, it defeats the purpose of using it for me. But this is also why I'm trying to get people to see these different tools that are available. So far, you know, there's no perfect cryptocurrency, but I do think that, like, using, have you ever heard of Nextdoor.com?
No.
Nextdoor.com is this really awesome online app and website that it's basically promoted as a private social network for your neighborhood. So you have to be verified in order to join the network, and it shows you like a map of your community, and all the greenhouses are people who are on the site, and the red houses are people who haven't joined. And there's like a message board. It's just like Facebook, except for when you create it, you can put only invite my street or my specific neighborhood or my neighborhood and the two neighborhoods around me. So you can get very specific. And I've been telling people, like, if we're going to focus on spreading a message and building local resilience and independence, we should really be focusing on our own neighborhoods, because, you know, if things go crazy and we don't even have friendlies on our street or our own neighborhood, then we're going to end up in a pretty difficult situation.
Yeah, cell 411, Peacekeeper, all this stuff. We're going, look, man, it's got to go down to my neighbors and say, I don't need the man to come shoot my dog. Okay.
Exactly. And if you got all your neighbors are a bunch of statists who believe the propaganda that they're hearing on the news, then, you know, they might believe that you're the enemy if you haven't built those relationships and actually been able to connect with them and get them to see what you're about, or, you know, why it's important to be free from the system and decentralized and all that.
I was of the opinion that cryptocurrency was going to, because everything requires a means of trade. You know, there's a currency. And when you got Bitcoin that cost $1, $2, $3, $4 a transaction, it's not cash. It's not a currency anymore. And Tone goes, well, what do you want to do? Be able to buy bubble gum with it? You damn Skippy, I do. What the hell? You thought I wouldn't? I
mean, we want to do everything with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's cash. That was the promise, you lying sacks. Ooh. All right, here we come back.
This is the Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.fm.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. It's really simple to do. This is how you do it. This is how you do it. This is how you do it. I declare my independence. See how easy it was? No government for! Derek Bros! All right, Derek Bros, we got it down to freedomcells.org and theconsciousresistance.com. All right. Now, you're traveling around going, hey, you know, you're getting sponsored and group, and yeah, and this is what we need to do, and it's a culture thing. At least Roger, you know, at Bitcoin.com, they're starting to see Roger Ver, he's putting a little bit here, a little bit there, and spreading the wealth around, going to help the hurricane victims and make sure and help their minds and get them freed and be somebody. And I'm like, cool. One last thing I got. Well, we need to do it too. But what I want to, you know, focus on is if we're not focusing on the promised features. Why did they promise anonymity? Why did they promise low transaction fees? Why did they promise uncensorability? Why did they promise that it was fast? Why did they promise it? Because that's what freedom requires. That's what we wanted. That's what a currency is. Did it live up to it? Not yet. And I'm going, is it even a goal anymore? Oh, man, the price goes down because Jamie Dimon said something, because China's, you know, doesn't want to trade it in fiat, because the U.S. Wall Street said something about something. Oh, my goodness, SEC says it's okay, and they're going to do an ETF of, you know, multiply and leverage Bitcoin into, you know, don't mean anything anymore. You want to know how you turn gold into paper? You go to Wall Street, and it gets, you know, rehypothecated, and it gets you know, leased and turned into paper and on futures of God. And they're trying to do the same thing to cryptocurrencies. And where is the person out there going, hey, man, we just want to be left alone, leave me aloneism? Kind of sounds like a Derek Bros kind of project to me. You know, help me out, Derek. Yeah, how close am I?
I think you're right that there's definitely a problem in the crypto space that, you know, I've always felt that Bitcoin wasn't supposed to ever be the final be-end-all solution. You know, it's the first popular cryptocurrency, and of course there's others out there, and like you said, none of them are really perfect at this point. There are too many people who are, they're worried about what to do next, I think. Like you said, they're, well, let's wait and see what the government does or see how they respond to this.
Don't care.
When that's... It's kind of the wrong direction and the wrong question to be asking, because the whole goal, at least I feel like for some of us, and I wish more people and I hope more people, for crypto and for blockchain and the things of this sort, is to get away from this system and to give us the freedom to create freedom and create independence and to organize how our lives how we want. You know, so far I'm able to buy my plane tickets with Bitcoin, and whenever I travel, and you know, rent hotels and cars and things like that, and that's nice, but it still hasn't gotten to the point, and I think it's partly the user's responsibility to spread the culture again. Like, you know, I'm out there trying to tell people every night, hey, check into Bitcoin, look at all these different apps, download wallets, trying to get more people into cryptocurrency and other things like this, so that my goal, I guess, my thinking is that the more people who are aware of the benefits of it, the more people who adopt it, then the easier it is for us to continue to use it. And eventually I will be able to pay my rent in crypto, because, you know, it'll have permeated the culture so much that my landlord will have, you know, have accepted Bitcoin now or something along those lines. But I do think that in the end, if we're using something else that's not the US dollar, but we still find out, we still recognize that it's centralized and controlled, but just by another group of people, maybe it's not the state, but there's still people benefiting off it, or there's still people, you know, profiting off what everybody thinks is a secure, private, you know, medium of exchange, then I think that's also problematic, whether it's the state or not.
Well, that's, you know, it's one thing in a second letter of Mark that we did. You go to PiratesWithoutBorders.com, you'll see it up there. And Ben Stone did the voicing of it, so he did a great job of that. And the one thing that we put in there, we were addressing transaction fees. I mean, how you didn't want to have like a minimum and maximum wage for miners. I mean, you know, how are you going to do that, you know? So we were going, there can't be a artificial limits on volume, you know, which is like the block size or something. You're like, ooh, we filled that up. Now we can charge more. And these guys, no. That's an artificial limit on volume that has an artificial impact on fees. That is, you know, it's very official, you know, of them wanting to do it because they miners. And I'm going, when you set up, when you start to see these bottlenecks and these roadblocks and these incentives for it to not be what the promise is, boom. You need to fix it, need to change it, need something. Well, that's what Roger Ver comes in. We're going to change this and do this. I go, yeah, that's cool. How about that anonymity thing? You know, how about the transaction fee? So this is, you know, the promises they made me, it's a mistake in politics, in activism, in anything. It has always been, everyone has learned, it is a mistake to piss Ernie off, to lie to me, to have me help you promote something that is not what it was said to be. And I'm going, all right, man, you done pricked the wrong idea. So now I'm using Pirates Without Borders as a way to promote what you're talking about, decentralization, but to also set a standard. The standard is it needs these things, like decentralization of power. It's not a green thing. They always go, oh, you know, here comes the coctopus out there promoting, oh, if you're doing, you know, solar and promoting little, I mean, literally, video of poor little black children skinny in the mud collecting some rare earth thing mine. See, you're oppressing these people here because they're making solar panels or batteries. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? I go, one, it's not about environmental. It was about decentralization. I don't give a crap about all of the bunch of the stuff they're talking about solar. I'm going, no. The solar technology and battery technology, whether it's cheaper or not, how much landfill or something, that wasn't even my consideration. I mean, I may consider it, but my point is it promotes the decentralization of where I get my electricity to live a modern life. I don't want to be on their grid. Yeah, but you're like, yeah, can I get off? Boom. Well, it'll cost more. Don't care. How much does it value if you're in Texas or Florida right now after the hurricane? And in Florida, half the people are without power. And they go, you know what? We're just not going to tie up the lines anymore and kind of connect and you're on, because we're going to take this opportunity and you'll be without power for however many months, you know, because we're going to just regrid everything, make it new, and you get your smart meter. And I'm going, woo, I can't wait. Well, what if you can't wait and you say, screw that, I'm buying solar and I got a bunch of batteries and now I'm decentralized and off your grid and kiss my butt. Oh, I don't know, man. We got to have a law or a fee or permission slip or something. You feel me? I just see the decentralization of everything is going to make us more free. It's going to allow humans to be what they're supposed to be and quit being automatons to the state. And I'm going, when that happens in every endeavor, shelter, what you can build, where you can build it, building code. I mean, all food, water. So Derek Bros, man, I'm on your side. But, man, we got to set a standard, not a little bit. It's just another way to enslave. That's how they do it. They go, oh, this is a little bit better, a little bit of crypto, and mark of the beast. And I'm going, nope, not playing. I'm going to be a butthead about it because I felt like I got deceived and pissed off. So they did that to the wrong guy. And I'm going to be at the Texas Bitcoin Conference at the end of October also saying the same stuff. And Paul knows it. Paul still knows. I'm going, man, you know I'm going to say what I'm going to say. And he's like, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, I think that it's important to be critical and to be willing to say these kind of things because I feel like those of us who, again, use Bitcoin because we see it as a tool for, or we believed maybe in the beginning that it was a tool for being anonymous and decentralization and all this kind of stuff, it's like we don't want to be critical of it because we want other people to adopt it, but we still need to be willing to say, hey, this isn't perfect. This could be better, you know, or... like you said, hey, I was told something different than, or I was sold something different than what it actually is. So, you know, it's going to get, I think there will be better crypto. Bitcoin may, I mean, in a couple of years, Bitcoin may be completely irrelevant to our lives. Who knows? But right now, I think there's still value to it. It's just keeping it out of the hands of the centralizers.
Too late.
Maybe yeah. So. It might be too late.
Now, you know, anarchist against crypto. I mean, you know, whatever. My thing is that we have to set a standard instead of this blind following of something because they said it was when we know it wasn't. So if you're not willing to call it out, you're just part of the problem. From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com. I don't know how much simpler I can make this. You know, that is like, you know, these flowery documents, it's always the promise of freedom. Oh, I'll be over here, more freedom, freedom, none of the free. And I'm going, yeah. Well, the Declaration of Independence was freaking awesome. That's why this show is kind of had such an impact on me when I finally really understood it and read it in like 89 or something. I was, 27, 28 years old. And I go, wow, that was freaking awesome. And everything went downhill from there. So I'm going, no, the promise you made, you created this on the promise that the whole purpose of government was to leave me aloneism. You know, it's you get to do whatever. They're there to protect your individual rights. They're not doing that. They're bad guys. Well, they're freaking bad guys. And I don't give a crap what technology we come out and say, and Bitcoin gets branded as, you know, the best thing they ever did for Bitcoin. And I don't even know if they intentionally understand this or government's just stupid or what, but. When Chuck Schumer went after, got to get Ross and Silk Road and we rule and control and then all of a sudden they tell, everybody goes, you can buy drugs with that? you get drugs and they can't get, go, what? You know, boom, I'm all over it. Well, we just talking with Joseph Wang, you know, from CryptoHWWallet.com, and they're helping to sponsor a BitCan thing in Hong Kong. It was supposed to be in Beijing, and when China goes, oh, you know, initial coin offerings, you're not allowed, and that's a security of your, now we got the memo from United States of America, and you're not allowed. And they go, all right, fine, we'll go do it in Hong Kong. Well, he's in Shenzhen now. And this high-tech, super, you know, populous area of you can put out a widget and give it to a napkin drawing a kid on a bike, and 3 days later you got a prototype. You know, this kind of, you would think it would be more there. No, they're still looking at it integrating into the Renminbi, and I'm going, this was not what we were promised. And I'm going, there's something going on, and it's because they don't get enough of you and this idea and this concept. So I'm wondering if Roger's sponsoring you doing this. I mean, of course, he understands this concept, but I mean, it better be, you know, part of BitCash, or what's the freaking point? Why'd you block off? Just so you can have cheaper transaction fees for purse? You know, I'm going, look, man, I need some pirate currency. Where is it? You got a favorite?
I don't have my other favorite. You know, everybody talks about Dash and Ethereum. And like I said, I'm hoping that Nexus comes through and really provides something new. I'm really mainly excited about Nexus because not even the currency aspect of it, but mainly because of the potential for their internet idea, you know, and just decentralizing everything. Like the fact that they are looking at it in that way of decentralized the decentralization, it fits right along with what I'm trying to
do. Yeah, no, I'm hip. I'm trying to have whatever influence I can with Colin. All right, here we go.
Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Just need to chill, man. I'm like, you know, breathe in, breathe out, because when you're doing this for as long as I have and you sacrifice it's not really a sacrifice, but it was, man, there's some lean. I mean, a lot of people would say we sacrificed our family, my wife, the kids, and great. It was all building up to 2016, because I knew that in the late 80s, early 90s, by the time my children are our age, this is going to come to pass. This is, I'm going, man, but they're not going to have the same challenges that we have now or opportunities. It's going to be something. Is it going to be better? Is it going to be worse? Are there opportunities? So 2016 was when that happened, when all four of my kids' average age was the same as Donna and I, when we came to this realization. And now we have 11th grandchild on the way. And I'm looking for what I'm going to be able to promote and leave them as a philosophy, as grandpa didn't sit on his ass and here's the information of how you can live your life freer and doesn't matter. Well, look, all these people are enslaved. So what? As long as you have the option, I'm not enslaved and it's been real and you can get out if you want. And if you want your servile life, keep it. I mean, I'm good. Just, you know, don't tie me down, chain me down, say I can't be free, because, you know, that's how, you know, revolutions happen. So, and I want to love illusion. I'm the love guy. Well, just let me be free. Let me build my house on my land. Let me take care of myself. I have my own energy, my own car, my own. No, you're not allowed. All right, well, I'll just leave. I'm going, not allowed to leave. I'm sorry. You're livestock of this plantation owner, and you can't go to this other one without, if you're going to give up this, you know, certificate of ownership, your passport or whatever, you got to get another one. You can't, like, have none. And I went, really? All right, well, I go into space. Oh, no, we control you. You were born here. You're livestock. We numbered you. You're under the brand. And you think I'm kidding. This is the attitude that people have. I want to go do a business. Oh, you can't do that. Well, I'm in another country. Yeah, you're American. We rule you. This concept has to be challenged. When you're the first thing that you're looking to do is, you know what? I've got a good idea. And I was guilty of this. I in the late 80s, I helped my father's company. First thing I did was go to the white pages, to the blue pages in the front, looking for the Department of How and permission slip if I can. That was success of the man. That they bring. What was it that they did? I remember, I'll tell you this, Derek. I got to tell you this, and I'll get right back to you. One of my first memories, when I was like 3 years old, I think, we moved. My father was in the Air Force. We were out here. He met my mother here in Arizona. We go back to Central Florida, where I'm from.
until I was 12. We moved back out here. So when I go there, they drop me off, and they, oh, and we're going to work here, and we're doing this, and you and your two little sisters, you and your sisters, this woman, you know, here, and you call her grandma or whatever, and she's going to watch you. And then we'll come at the end, then we'll come pick you up. I'm like, all right, cool, you know, they got toys, you know, whatever. So I was sitting there playing. A few weeks go by, and I was playing with one of my father's old, some little 10 wind-up rocket ship of whatever. And my grandmother goes, oh, when your dad was your age and little, he, you know, played. And then I go, you knew my dad when he was little? Well, yeah, I'm his mother. Oh, they forgot to tell me that part, okay? So I thought at that age, I had enough awareness that I thought the police issued you your grandmother's. How jacked up a society is it that 3- and 4-year-olds are thinking that the government has something to do that as intimate as that is who watches you? Where did that come from? And I didn't even realize it until like I was a teenager and I thought back on it. And I go, where the hell did that even come from? You know, and that's what we're dealing with now. The internet hopefully has changed this a little bit. But, you know, how do you think society is now? Are the young children, 3, 4, 5, 10, watching, you know, the ABC Disney freaking all the time and Nickelodeon 24/7? You know, what are they thinking the role of the individual and the family versus the government is? You feel me?
Yeah, I think that it's probably, again, going to depend on the culture that they're being raised on. Because think about the kids that we see at Jackalope and places like that where there's little kids just running around completely free, being raised by parents who, you know, think in the same ways that we do as far as leave me aloneism and wanting to empower the kids without the state. You know, I think they're going to have a bit of a different upbringing and, you know, perspective than the average kid who's being brought up by a parent who's probably like too busy or tired to really be with them. So what do? They put them in front of the TV, or that's what they used to do. Now you just put them with an iPad in their hands, and they're just, you know, running around the internet. And some of them, obviously, the internet's a tool. So some of these young kids who are getting on the internet early are just like filling their heads with so much information, and there's very little opportunity for the state or anybody else to fill them with. They can just go on the internet and research and look it. But then there's also those who are getting, you know, sucked into the internet, and they're watching like the latest whatever that's on MTV or social justice warrior or propaganda from the state. Or, you know, I feel like so many people, I did a video recently called Your Thoughts Are Not Your Own. And, you know, I think this is important to this concept of both children, but also adults and just all of us in general, is that so many people fail to question their own motives and their own presupposition and their assumptions about, you know, what they think, you know, your ideas about the world, and really stopping to understand whether or not your thoughts are your own. If you really have created any sort of original thoughts, or the things that you see, the judgments that you have, maybe the prejudices you might have about another person or a type of people or any of those kind of things, if those are indeed your own experiences. Because I've found, as I became more self-aware and continue to strive for self-awareness, that I'll get to a place where I'll have a thought or I'll make an assumption about a situation or a person, and then when I stop, I'm like, wait, hold on, where did I get that from? Because I've actually never had any experience, direct experience with this person, with this situation, yep, etc. So I must have picked it up somewhere from a magazine I read or a movie I saw or a TV show I watched, you know, just being influenced by so many other places. And it's important for us to do that, you know, whether you're a child or you're an adult, to stop and to really understand if your thoughts are your own and where your influences are coming from. So yeah, I think it's this is why we have to create a new culture that promotes self-awareness, that promotes self-ownership, that promotes non-aggression and individual power, and also community resilience, as well as the decentralized message. That's why I call it holistic, because it's not just like going to be the economics. Obviously, we've been focused on crypto today, and that's a huge part of it, because the financial center is a big part of the control. But we can get Bitcoin, we can get crypto, we can do all these different things. But if we still are, say, dependent on for our food or for our power, like you were saying with solar, or, you know, maybe you've decentralized and you unplugged from all these different ways. But if on the individual level, on the social level, if you're an a-hole and nobody wants to work with you because you're a thief or because you're just not pleasant, then You know, you might not get very far that way as well, and it might be worth your time to look into where those things are coming from. Why is it that you lash out at people? Or why is it that people don't want to get along with you? Are you? Is it just that they're all horrible people, or are there maybe some issues and some things within yourself that you can resolve and then help yourself level up on all fronts? Because for me, I want to be free economically. I want to be free from the food production systems and all these different ways that I'm dependent, but I also want to be as free in my own heart and mind as possible. And that's why I talk about this holistic approach. And so I'm trying to get that into the minds of the youth. I've been really trying to make more efforts, and especially on the tour, as I said, we're talking to a range of people, but you know, for the, if it leaned one way, it would definitely lean, I'm in my, it would lean towards most of the crowds being, you know, either my age or a little bit older. And there was even a couple of stops where everybody there was 55 or older, and which is really cool, because again, I'm after speaking to all types of people. I don't want to do the circle jerk speaking to the choir anymore thing. I want to speak to as many new people as possible. But absolutely, it's been really present on my mind, like, how can I reach, get more involved in college campuses? How can I get more? Because right now, these kids on the campuses, they're being pushed to either choose a side, like go join the social justice warriors, the Antifa people, or go join the, you know, the conservative right-wing people who are coming there to provoke them, like with the, on campuses. I want to give them another option.
Yeah, pirate. Hey, you need some pirate swag, man. I'm going to bring up some stuff. I'm going to get Derek all pirated up. Damn it. Because damn it. This concept of going around, just making it fun, having it consistent, being, you know, tech. You know, it's the promotion of the decentralization. I tell you, a lot of resources for you in doing this. You go to PiratesWithoutBorders.com and you click on each of those categories. In every category, it's all technology and stories that we've selected from the 200,000 that we have on Freedom's Phoenix that I've been highlighting the top tech news for a long time. And I went through that field and we integrated it with Freedom's Phoenix to where I could click which category it goes in of the technology that empowers decentralization of your life. You just go look at it right now in each category. You click
out.
And you go, damn, that's good.
Covering the secrets and I was exposing already checking it out, man. Lie.
Yeah, no, you dig it the most, because this is right up, you know, are you at your computer right now? We're at the end of the show. Go ahead and...
Yeah, I'm at the computer.
All right, let me pull mine up. Go to PiratesWithoutBorders.com, and without me even freaking, I just know there's like co shit there. All right, so let's do Pirates. Okay. Now, when you go there, there's the categories. At the top, you'll see the masthead. Just click on that masthead, and you'll see the larger version of the masthead. What this is the precariat is the pirate ship. It's an airship. It's helium-filled, but at the very tail end, you'll see a little bit of the rocket engines. This thing floats up to the stratosphere, and then turbines of speed. Boom, I'm in space going to Mars. Kiss my butt. And boldly shipping where the man has not shipped before. That's why it's got rocket thrusters on its ducted fan rings there. And then, of course, you know, that sail kind of thing can be all kinds of stuff. A solar collector, it turns into a big balloon to help it go up faster if you want, whatever. Don't care. Then the Pirate Cove. Now, we started off, they had, like, you know, modern city. I go, no. I want this built in. It's a pirate cove. It's out in the middle of, you don't know, none of your business. You know, I just want to go wherever we're treated the best. Then you click on the next one and you'll see the precariat by itself. You go to the next one and then you have the schematics of it a little bit. Now this, the project is build the ship. At the top right of the front page there is, you know, some technology that is about actually building the ship, you know, graphene skins, you know, thrusting, quantum communications, you know, twisted nanotubes, blah, blah, blah. But you go down and you'll see there's one story. Where is it at? I got to reorder these before I go up to what you call it. There was one when I gave this presentation a few months ago. There was it was 3 days later. Sergey Brin from Google announced that he's building one of these airships for $150 million and already got the hangar for it. And I'm going, nah, told you, because it's going to be Serenity. You know, you're going to be able to live a decentralized life and get paid, you and your family going around delivering, you know, gold rush mine shaker thing out in the middle of, they can't get a truck there. This is happening now. So if you have this life, a decentralized life where you can go where you're being treated the best and whatever, and you're needing a crypto because you're not wanting to haul around your wealth and, you know, gold or something, you go communication. So would you, or energy, click on energy. You go to energy and you see the technology that's going to allow us to live a decentralized life. It's already here. It's just the promotion of it as a philosophy that it's desired for some reason. That's it.
And so these are all just different hand-selected articles based on each category, you're saying?
Yeah. It's just like, you know, this kind of has more to do with energy. This one will have more to do with health. This one is about, what food and water. Because I see these categories as the ones that we need to provide the technology for what you're talking about. But
definitely, I see that.
But it's the philosophy behind it. You know, why do I want to do this? Because I want a decentralized life. Why do you want to decentralize? I don't want anybody telling me what to do. Why do you not want anybody telling you what to do? Because I'm a free-minded freaking know myself bite me. We have it's called Flash Drives for Freedom. Have you ever heard of these guys? Flash Drives for Freedom.
Oh, yeah, I have.
We had them on the show, and we did this with Tahrir Square during Arab Spring. We put the philosophy of liberty translated into Arabic on thousands of DVDs that we had shipped to Alexandria, and an activist took them to Tahrir Square and started passing them out. Well, it freaking blew out the servers, man. They were going, what the hell did you do? And everybody was downloading. We had a guy translate it into Arabic in Moscow, and it took like 10 days, the full project done. Nick Barnett helped us with getting a PAL formatted DVD of the condensed files and kind of rock and roll. Well, now they're doing the flash drives. I go, I want to do the same thing. But North Korean is a little bit different than Korean now. And so they're translating the philosophy of liberty into North Korean now, putting on these flash drives along with Captain America Winter Soldier or something, you know. And boom, dropping them all into North Korea and hello. And what are they learning? The principles of self-ownership. Once you do that, all this other stuff kind of comes in line.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I'm trying to make that be like, I plan to do this tour at least two more times because people are responsive. We're doing a total of 50 cities, but we had about 65 that wanted us to come out. So, and most, I mean, as I'm leaving, as people are following up with me, they're saying, hey, since you guys have left, we started organizing our community. We started building our little freedom cells. So I feel like it's just at this point, my role or the role I'm choosing is to be on the ground level out there trying to promote the ideas and the philosophy and to as many people as possible.
Somebody has to. One less thing I got to do. So this is what I'm offering here is I've been for the past year, the forums, we haven't even really started pushing the forums yet. And we're still organized. We keep making changes in the back end and so on. And Derek's coming out and Davi in early November, and we'll make another big giant leap in, some development. But this is a tool for guys exactly like you. So I would be more than happy that when you go into like communication or education, you hit education. What we have is areas for banner ads. We just kind of put some stuff up there. You'll see that banner ad top up there. Conscious Resistance needs to be up there. You feel me?
Yeah, on the website, the Pirates.
Yeah, go to education category and you'll see.
Okay, I see what you're talking about.
You'll see these banner ads. That is where we promote efforts exactly like you. And then we need to get you, some material. And just as an option, you go, hey, man, there's a Pirates, man. Here's some swag. We got a cool banner or bandana. I'll get you some stuff. We'll talk about it when we're up in Aspen. But I tell you.
Yeah, that sounds good, man.
I created this for people exactly like you. That's why I've been wanting to talk to you. And you've been sleeping in last couple of times. Third strike would have been bad, man.
Yeah, sorry about the last couple, time. We had an interview scheduled before, man. I missed that. I really do apologize, but I appreciate you having me back on. And I'm definitely down to work. I've been watching. I know you've been doing the Pirates thing for, trying to get it going. And obviously, this is the direction I'm moving in. And like you said, I consider myself just as serious as you seem about trying to find the real solutions, not just talk about
it. Yeah, no, we're developing it as we can, as we do. We got a mission, and we're it's going, it's coming along. Pretty, it's been almost a year. And we're just now starting to release, and I'll be talking about it. I got to get the Jordan, man. Hey, thanks for I look forward to seeing you, and you'll be in on the conversation, and we'll have some fun.
All right, man. Talk to you soon.
All right, peace.